The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. The 21st century has introduced new norms and resources that are of immense value to businesses and their bottom line. Yet in business, we require relevance and innovation, not just more information. We need the true stories of what works and what does not work. Our program today will tell you what you need to know. The experiences, perspectives, and resources shared by Jen and her guests will make all the difference for you and your business moving forward. Now, here's your host, Jen Sabin.
Hello, and welcome to Moving Forward. Hello, hello. Today, we're exploring PR, the business of reputation, responsibility, and results. Don't you love that? The biz of reputation, responsibility, and results. And those of you who have been listening, my listeners, you know that nothing is linear in our show. It's about opening things up and moving forward. You know, it's engaging in questioning and exploration. And given this title, it had me consider the dual dynamic of everything. Because, you know, for some of you may be just joining in today, a new listener, and you're kicking back and you're ready to, like, tell me, teach me, versus the kind of construct and intention of this program and radio show, which is to have us be engaged at a different level. So when you think of your hand in that dual dynamic, if you look at your hand, there's a front of the hand and a back of the hand. And if you thought this was all about, like, PR over there, their business of reputation, responsibility, and results, consider that it's about each one of us, listening. It's about my business, the Growth Management Group. It's about your business, whether you're a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, you have a small company, mid-sized company, whatever it is. So let's take a moment and consider, what is reputation? I mean, literally the definition of reputation is simply the belief or opinions that are generally held about someone or something. You know, often sometimes narrow or widespread, it's the belief or opinions that are held about someone or something. Let's consider responsibility. What does it mean to be responsible or responsibility? That's about being the primary cause of something. So the primary cause of something, and also being able to be blamed or credited for it. You know, responsibility is at the core about trustworthiness. So this is all leading up to results. Results is the outcome or even the consequence, a result. Now, we have a fantastic guest today, and we're going to be exploring this and discussing this in terms of her story of growing her business as well as the industry of PR. Yet, let's all take a moment. And this is about looking in the mirror. This is about us considering where we are being responsible for the reputation that we have, for our business, for those who utilize our products or services. You know, how are we showing up in that area? Where are we being responsible or relinquishing responsibility or avoiding or dodging it? And how are we also taking on that the beliefs or opinions that people have about us, our product, our service, our business? And what are the results? You know, are we taking ownership of those results? So in the context of PR, you know, this really is an opportunity to listen for an upgrade or owning your reputation and results at a completely different level. You may hear the opportunity for a new initiative, you know, and you may recognize that, truth be told, I really am holding the lid on something, that I really am avoiding that expansive version or vision I have, or I'm spinning my wheels. So fundamentally, as always, it's about growth and profitability and doing great work, whatever your product or service. And our guest today is just going to be such a valuable and engaging expert to have in all this. And our guest today for the listeners, is just an incredible woman. She is all about the core of the intention of this show. Jennifer Borba von Stauffenberg. Some of you listening may not know her name. Others may. If you live in the San Diego area, you certainly know her work. Jennifer launched Olive PR Solutions a little over 3 years ago. Now, I'm going to pause for a moment in terms of introducing her and just mention that many of you know from listening to the program that 3/4 of most new businesses fail within the first 36 months. That's not from me, that's from the Small Business Administration, and that's typically in good economic times. So Jennifer's busted through that milestone. And she did it with a really tiny little mission. This tiny little mission to support businesses and nonprofit organizations in achieving their grandest vision. So this tiny little mission to support these entities in achieving their grandest vision. And she has done great work over the past 12 years promoting businesses in diverse industries. And Jennifer is not just a connector, and she's not just a dependable businesswoman. She is known for coming up with really great ideas at a first meeting, and they will expand and result in full-blown marketing strategies. I mean, Jennifer has taken virtually unknown brands to new heights through brand recognition, credibility, visibility. And she's been building, as I mentioned before, her firm for 3 years and with some significantly solid results. A demonstration of that is she's been honored by the San Diego Business Journal as a finalist for the 2011 Most Admired CEO. Let's talk about reputation and being responsible and results. And she was also nominated for the 2011 San Diego Woman of the Year Award. And we are so fortunate to have her with us today. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you for that amazing introduction. I'm really happy to be here and look forward to talking with you about this topic. It's something that is really incredibly important to me personally, so I appreciate it.
Outstanding. And as I said, you know, this is like a thank you fest, right? Like, we're so glad you're here, and it sounds like you're really so much about contributing and making a difference, which is part of how you set up your company. So will you take us through your story a bit in terms of, you know, how you came perhaps to start your business, like, you know, what it took to start the business and some of the growth of the business?
Absolutely. Well, I've been one of the very fortunate few, I think, who knew from a very early time in my life that I wanted to do PR. I didn't know what it was called until I was about 19 years old, but when I was a kid watching awards shows, I always wondered who the woman must be, and I always pictured her in a gray suit with headphones and a clipboard who was actually running the show. And then I remember my dad taking me to my first concert to see Cyndi Lauper and Culture Club in 1985, and I couldn't get over how many people were in the arena, and I wanted to find out how people found out about things like this, who was responsible for making sure that these artists could live out their dreams. And so in college, when I decided to do PR, I just really happened to be lucky enough to volunteer for the gentleman who was organizing Street Scene, and went in and changed my major. And from that day on, sort of the, you know, things just fell right into place. I found my first job doing PR, and actually my very first position, I was VP of Public Relations, which I thought was really kind of embarrassing because I knew I hadn't earned it yet. But I had written this insane proposal that won the business, and the president was really excited to have me on board. So that was kind of funny. That ended up not lasting long because I realized that I really wanted to get down in the trenches and actually like learn from really talented people rather than pretending to know what I didn't know. Authenticity is really important to me. So I sort of stepped back into where I thought I really should be, which was in an account coordinator position, and just kept growing and growing and growing. And Really, I got to a point where I was happy until I wasn't working for someone else. It was like a plant. I always explain it's like a plant in a pot, and you can keep it there, and it will live for years, but it's never going to flower again. And so when I decided it was time to start my business, it was really me deciding that it was time for me to be repotted so that I could actually flower and be fully expressed and do the things that I really wanted to do. And for me, that was about aligning myself with incredible businesses who do amazing things and help them to build even greater awareness so they could make a bigger impact. And I've been so fortunate in doing that. The real turning point, though, for me, I was afraid for a really long time. I probably should have done it sooner, but I had all these limiting beliefs about me being a business owner and all the things that I didn't know. There were parts of having a business that really, really scared me, like taxes and having employees and worrying about payroll and the simple responsibility of being responsible for somebody else's income. And I met this incredible coach, and that's the one thing I would recommend for anybody who's starting a business is you have to get a business coach, and I understand Jennifer is a great coach. And it was really my business coach, Leah Grant, who really pushed me into the next stage. On my second meeting with her, she said, listen, your homework tonight is to write your letter of resignation. You are no longer taking business from other agencies. You are going to be completely independent of that and start your own thing. And I sat there, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't cry. Definitely cried through that. And then the next stage was for me to actually sit down and write that letter. It took me a couple days, but when I wrote it, I could hardly stand it. I had to get it in the hands of my former employer almost immediately, and then next thing I knew, I was unemployed. So that was really the start.
Thank you for, not, you call it the authenticity, but I tell it like how it really was. You know, in terms of there are so many guests that we've had and yourself who have created successful businesses who started out in another organization and what it takes to have it be a consideration, to have it be a reality. And it's really stepping into the unknown. You know, you could say it's unemployed or you're starting your own business. You know what I mean? So there's this context piece. And whatever type of support, Leah is a phenomenal coach. She's a friend and a colleague, and I respect her work immensely. And so this is so much also, there's so much to be taken from what Jennifer's sharing. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, we're going to learn more about the growth of the business itself and get into more about PR. So we look forward to joining you again. We're going to go to a break now.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
If you're anything like me, you're tired of all the partisan bickering and you just want our leaders to get on with the business of solving our problems. Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of The Costa Report, every Tuesday at 6 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. on the Voice America Business Channel. Join me each week as I welcome top newsmakers from the left, right, and center for an honest look at our greatest challenges, from government debt and terrorism to energy, education, and election reform. No topic is off limits. That's The Costa Report every Tuesday at 6 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. right here on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune in for What About Wealth every week to learn the vital answers to your questions about creating wealth, investing it, donating it, and protecting it. Your hosts are Rich Bloomfield and Rick Durfee, who explain the principles that govern wealth in terms you can understand. Building and preserving positive wealth requires correct action, but few people know how wealth really works. Listen every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and find the answers you need about wealth.
it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Welcome back. Today, we're looking at PR, the biz of reputation, responsibility, and results. And we're speaking with Jennifer Borba von Stauffenberg, who runs the CEO of Olive PR Solutions. And Jennifer just finished telling us how she left what she was currently engaged in terms of being part of a firm and broke through whatever it was that was holding her back, realized it was a turning point, and stepped out into a kind of a blank page. You could call it being unemployed, or you could call it starting your own business. And so that's where we left off. And now, Jennifer, could you take us through kind of the growth of your company from this place where it's like an idea, I'm there, I'm ready, I've got this blank piece of paper, now what?
Well, what I really quickly learned is that doing PR for myself was a little bit more difficult than it was to do PR for other businesses. You kind of think that, oh, this is going to be easy. I mean, this is what I do for a living. I help people develop their plans and then execute them, and this is going to be great. But what I quickly learned about myself is that it is such a different experience when it's about you and the early stages. And even now, I think having your own business really teaches you about your strengths and weaknesses. And so for me, in the early stages, it was really about, I think a lot of times it's really about getting out of your own way. Even with this interview, I find myself a little nervous because I'm usually setting this up for somebody else. But in the beginning, I really did everything. I think it takes everything. I know so many people say, oh, this is a waste of time, or nothing comes out of a cold call, or nothing comes out of these things. But I had made a commitment with my former employer to never sort of poach or go after any relationships that I had established through that business. So I was really starting with a clean slate. And that was important to me, to just really, you know, stay in integrity with myself. And the first client I landed, I was at the gym, and I had a magazine in front of me, and I saw this ad for this incredible event coming to San Diego called Art San Diego Contemporary Art Fair. At the time, it was Beyond the Border. And I ripped the page out, went home, and called them, and they were like, let's meet. And I was pinching myself because this is so crazy. How could this possibly actually come to fruition? I found this in a magazine, in an ad. And then the next thing, it was just about me meeting with everybody that I could think of to tell them what I was doing. And, you know, good karma is a great thing in a time like this when you're really working hard to build a business. And let me remind you, maybe one of the worst years in our economic history. But the thing for me about that is I saw it as a huge opportunity that I could bring really top-notch services to people who maybe couldn't afford the budgets that were offered at the places that I had worked before. And so, sure enough, that played itself out. Very quickly, the second major client that I secured was Susan G. Komen for The Cure San Diego. And that was just an incredibly moving partnership for me. And really, throughout the entire time, and even until now, every time we sign a client, I always think, is this really something that I can get behind? We have this sort of criteria, which is this product or service really amazing? And it's really about reputation, because as an agency, our reputation really is locked into our entire portfolio of clients. Is everyone authentic? And are these things that we would recommend to our family and the people that we love the most? And so we've been so lucky. And the entire time, some of the missteps maybe that I have made are those moments where I got scared and said yes to something I should have said no to. And I think very quickly I learned the lesson and have not had to repeat it too many times. But I think for me in those early stages, it was really the fear. Anytime I made a mistake, it was like this weird little fear monster got in front of me, and I got a little confused. about where I was headed. And then, of course, thanks to people like Leah Grant and my husband, who has been an incredible supporter, bringing me back to my guideline, you know, of who I am, what I want to achieve, what my real vision is. And, you know, after that comes some tough decisions sometimes. You may realize that you're working with a client that doesn't really fit, you know, or you may realize that you have somebody that you've partnered with outside of your business that isn't in alignment with your values. And those are the times when it gets a little tough. Even still, as we're continuing to grow, we've grown about 300% since January, which has been absolutely incredible. But with growth, sometimes there are little growing pains, you know?
little growing pains. Yeah, sometimes big growing pains. You know, there's a lot that you mentioned that I want to highlight.
Okay.
And what's so interesting is that in the beginning you said that you considered, okay, I know this arena. I know how to raise awareness and, you know, have the public be aware of a product or service. And yet for ourselves, it's challenging. I know in my program, my company offers programs, business building programs, and in one of them, the Daring to Grow for early stage businesses, they, part of what they need to do in the program, one of the weeks, is go out and interview clients. And it's amazing to see the resistance, the discomfort in even just asking them and receiving and getting what that person's experience was.
Absolutely. You know? Well, I feel like it's so touching to hear the feedback. You know, I've always been one of those people who goes to bed at night thinking, tomorrow I'm going to do a better job. I'm going to be more creative. I'm going to be more grounded so that I can achieve more, you know, better, stronger results for my clients. And I never quite understood, you know, what those key differentiators were about why I was successful at what I was doing. But that kind of exercise, which Leah actually had me do as well, it was very emotional for me to hear what people had to say. And it was really an exercise similar to that made me realize that in my situation, I wasn't afraid of failure. I knew I was going to succeed. I was afraid of how big this success could look. What would it feel like? What kind of responsibility would come with it? How would it change my life, the relationships that I have with people? And it was really about me getting comfortable with being seen and being known, and how would that change my personal life, or would there be a separation between my personal life and my professional life, and how would that affect my marriage, and I'm a woman, will I be able to have kids, all these things. And that's when it got real for me, when I had to really face that, wow, I am terrified of success. And so in order for me to be successful, I'm going to have to figure this out and get past this. And I'll tell you that it's like chiseling away at this monstrous, you know, protective rock around me. Even doing this, like I said a little bit earlier, feels very vulnerable to me, because it's outside of my comfort zone. Yet I spend every day telling people, oh, it's going to be a breeze. All you have to do is speak from your heart. It's who you are. This is your life. And so it's kind of ironic, and I should probably check in with how authentic I'm being there.
Well, you're absolutely, the experience is incredibly authentic, and what you're sharing and what you're saying is so much of why this show exists, because this is the stuff that no one talks about. This is where it's not tied up in a neat little bow where someone comes in and they share information about a particular aspect of business. This is everything that's kind of ignore that man behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. This is the human dynamic. This is what it's really like. I will tell you, there is not anyone I know who has built an empire or is extremely successful that hasn't put in what is commonly called hard work, lots of effort, tripped up a lot. You know, I love saying that good judgment comes from experience and experience comes from poor judgment. So, you know, there's this kind of vicious circle. And what you're talking about too is, you know, really being responsible and aware of, like, I have this vision, I have this dream, and right now my capacities aren't sufficient. And I, in terms of the business, and I know, given what I want, how am I going to design my life so that it's all what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That there's not this imbalance, that I'm not making sacrifices. This is not about martyrdom.
Absolutely.
And so you really had to engage in that piece. And that's why this was so valuable in terms of even, you know, reputation, responsibility, and results. This isn't just about PR that we're talking about. And I hope all the listeners are really taking this as an opportunity to check in with themselves and notice where your limitations are, what you're dodging, what you're avoiding, you know, where you may need support or where you're up against it.
Yeah.
And because it would be very easy, even in Jennifer, to scale back. So I just want to mention something, and this is something I discuss. You've built a team. That's a
mm-hmm.
big deal. That is a linchpin. That is a line of demarcation for someone who's going to go big or stay where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Would you just say a word about that, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and go right into the PR.
Absolutely. That, for me, has been the hardest part of this. You spend so much time with the people you work with. And as a PR firm, it's really about, like you said, it's a lot of reputation, and it's a style. And our style is very unique in that we service our clients the same way that we service media contacts. And I know that that's a unique model because I've worked at several agencies, and it's not typically like that. But I am looking for the kind of people who are passionate, inspired, they value results, they enjoy life, they're happy by nature, they enjoy being around creative people, and they're inspired to make a huge, huge impact. And sometimes people are so great in interviews, and you end up down the road realizing that that maybe isn't authentically who they are, or you hire somebody and you put them in a position thinking that's where they belong, and they belong somewhere else. And so that has been the biggest challenge for me, is really identifying the right team who can follow through with the promises that we make to clients, and also just enjoy being around each other. I think you spend more time with the people you work with than your family, and it's so important that the culture is right, at least in our environment. And I would recommend to anybody that the environment sometimes feels more critical than the work that you're doing. I remember working in coffee shops and loving the people I worked with, and finding tremendous value there, and then later having a really invaluable job, but not being able to work well with the people around me, and it was unbearable.
Mm. So this really is a key piece, and we're going to go to break in a moment.
Okay.
And when we get back, we're going to finish up this thought in terms of building your team, expanding your capacities, and then we're going to go into what you wanted to know about public relations. So we're taking a break now and look forward to getting back together in a moment.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network. Do you, like most Americans, spend the majority of your life at work? Are you making it the joy that it deserves to be, or are you feeling drained and unfocused? Tune in to A Great Place to Work with hosts Kirk Kaufman and Dr. Kathy Sorensen. Your hosts have more than 30 years of experience in workplace consulting and are ready to bring you the secrets and success stories of businesses who are making their business a great place to work. Listen every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel, and enjoy a better workplace and a better life. Are you a business innovator, or are you just sitting on the sidelines? Tune in every week for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Host Bonnie D. Graham talks to a cross-section of the movers and shakers who are leading by example. They will share best practices and innovative ideas to keep you thinking and moving along with the best. Join us for Coffee Break with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better,
and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business. You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Hello and welcome back. We're here today exploring PR, the biz of reputation, responsibility, and results, and we're speaking with Jennifer Borba von Stauffenberg, who is the CEO of Olive PR Solutions. And we were just discussing the dynamic and the expansion of a firm and what it takes to step out in an early stage of a business to start to hire people and staff and payroll and all that type of thing. So, Jennifer, is there anything else that you wanted to say regarding building that team?
Sure. I think that the biggest thing for me is when I sort of, and there have been times, as I think many can imagine, where you think, should I just stay how I am? And stop growing and just get comfortable here because it's cozy and safe. And then I realized that for me, it's about making a bigger impact. And I realized the only way for me to really do that is to sort of, you know, transcend everything that I know to them and teach them, and we can make a bigger impact. And as a PR firm, you know, that's what we do for a living, is take things bigger and expand it and grow. So it just felt like a very natural thing for me. And I think, though, every business owner needs to be ready. It's like trying to teach a second grade or fifth grade math. It's going to be really challenging. They're going to get frustrated. There may be tears. But if you let them get to fifth grade, it's going to be easy. You know, and that's sort of how I always remind myself to think about this business. Like, maybe I'm not ready for fifth grade yet.
I love that analogy. And so much of it is about building that solid foundation, mm-hmm. that to support scalability and profitability. And certainly as we grow, it does mean more expenses, but it also means access to larger profitability. So there's this kind of willingness to have it be bigger than it is going to require different systems and structures that are scalable.
Absolutely.
And there is something, though, that you said, you know, about thinking bigger and expanding your reach and having an impact. So let's explore PR. What mm-hmm. is public relations? I mean, we say PR, we throw it around, we banter it. What is public relations? What is PR?
The technical definition is that public relations is a mutually beneficial relationship between an organization and its publics. And so, essentially, it's about, for us, what we typically do is we want to understand a client, their business plan, really understand what their goal is from a development standpoint, and then we sit down and come up with creative ideas on how to reach their target audiences, so identifying who those people are, and then finding creative ways to reach them. And in this day and age, PR is a lot different than it used to be. You could send out a press release over a wire and it would have an impact. But now there are so many different channels. You know, there's social media, which is a huge, huge way to reach your target audiences. And because there's so much noise out there with everything online and print and television and radio, you also have to get creative sometimes and, you know, go back to the basics and do the grassroots style outreach because of that need we all have for human interaction. And so it's really evolved a lot, but really at the core of it, it's about a company sharing its story with people so that they know that it's there and that they can engage in the product, purchase the product, or use the services.
So very clear. It falls in, it sounds like, tangential to branding and advertising. It encompasses, like if we were to look at a big circle, a Venn diagram where things overlap, that it's tangential to these. in terms of like a tapestry woven together. So let there's a piece you said in there which was about clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And how many clients come to you? Because what you mentioned was knowing where they're going, having a strong grasp of their product and service, understanding their vision. How many clients come to you and are interested in retaining your services, but those things are still murky?
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that? And
well,
does it happen?
It happens a lot, a lot. Or we meet people who have gotten on this path where they have this amazing product, but they don't. Their branding doesn't reflect the product. And so there's this real huge discrepancy between this insane, awesome thing they've created, but they don't know how to talk about it because they're not communication professionals. They are, you know, great at whatever this thing is. And so what we have created at our agency is we call it the branding discovery process, and it either happens, you know, one of two ways. If somebody is really prepared and their branding is really amazing, like for a client like Susan G. Komen for the Cure of San Diego, that branding is established. So a branding discovery process with a client like that is for us to understand the client and to really be able to speak in their voice. Because as an agency, it would be irresponsible for me to always talk in my perspective of a client. It's really important for me to be able to dive in, become part of their team, and speak from their brand. And then if somebody comes to us and they aren't ready, they would then have like a brand discovery process, which would be from like the grass, you know, like a really grassroots, like let's get down and dirty and talk about what you actually mean to say or what you want this to say. And I'm certified in neurolinguistic programming, so I'll spend some time really digging into like what are your values around this? Why is this important to you? Because as a PR agency, it's really important to me that it's important to them. I only want to work with clients who are really incredibly passionate about what they do because, you know, we have limited time on this earth, and I really want to spend my time working with those people, the people who really care, and they're out to do something that's going to change the way people live and experience life.
I would assert that that has been a key catalyst to your expansive growth and success.
I definitely agree. You attract people like that when you declare that is important to you. People will share that information. It's the same thing when you're really passionate about your product. Let's say I had a clothing company that had inspiring messages or something like that. It's going to spread quickly because it's powerful, and it makes people feel inspired and excited, you know?
So this is really great because for a lot of our listeners right now, they're having access to something that maybe they've never considered or they don't really know much about because mm-hmm. either they have someone else handling it over there and they haven't been involved in the process, or it just hasn't been on the radar screen. Like they've just kind of grown and evolved and things are good and they're successful and they're making money, but they've never leveraged this piece, you know, mm-hmm. in a strategic, pragmatic way. So you have these companies, and some of them already, like the Susan G. Comer, phenomenal work, starts off, they know, like they're there, they've
right.
arrived, this is about that partnership, cultivating that partnership. And then there's the others who are, it's murky, they don't have the clarity, and they go through a branding discovery process.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen after that? Like, what is this for? What are the mediums then? You mentioned social media. What are some of the other mediums? Like, what can people, what can people expect?
The key thing that we do is secure media coverage. And so in this branding discovery process, really the next stage is to create a strategic map. Okay, we now know, we've identified these target audiences. It really is parallel to a business plan. It's just more on the creative side. How are we actually going to do this? So yes, we know that those are the people we want to reach, but in this day and age with so much noise out there, how are we going to get to them? In some cases, it's through social media. In other cases, it's through television interviews. It might be through magazines. Maybe there's a regional newspaper that you want to be in, and it really takes you being ready. I heard the worst story ever. It still makes my stomach hurt when I hear it. This amazing company, brand new, was contacted by Oprah to be one of Oprah's favorite things. But they weren't ready. They didn't have their press kit ready. They didn't have a bio ready for the owner. They didn't have an about document for the product that was ready for media outreach. They didn't have professional photos. And they also didn't have a scalable plan on how they would manufacture the products if they had a huge increase in sales, which, of course, I mean, that at the time, you know, the Oprah moment was like all the hype. And that is what you would be preparing for. And you don't necessarily need a PR agency to do this part of it. It's just being prepared so that when you have your Oprah moment, so to speak, that you can take the call and you can do it successfully and with clarity, and you can feel confident and your messaging is on point so that you say what you mean to say. There's nothing harder for me than to see an article come out in the paper that, you know, a client has an opportunity to be on the front cover of a newspaper and the messaging is off. So it doesn't actually even really talk about what the company does. But the media will report what you give them, you know, so you have to be clear and you have to be able to speak about it clearly. And that's where what so many people don't realize that they don't do is talk about their business in a way that anybody could understand it. So this whole branding discovery process is about, you know, a good example I always share with my clients is if I were to drop a press kit in the intersection of any street and a little reporter is cruising down the street, sees it, picks it up, they could write a complete story without asking any questions. And that's what should be in a press kit.
This is great. This is so valuable. And it's one of those things where I'm also hearing for people to practice.
Oh, yeah. People don't realize when you're in, and I do it too. I mean, I did, again, with coaching. I can't emphasize that enough. Having somebody who's not inside your business help you to do the messaging. So what does a PR firm do? They hire a business coach to help them with their own messaging. But the thing is that it's so interesting when you're describing something that seems so commonplace to you. I mean, whether you're a fashion designer or you're a restaurateur, whatever it is that you do, you don't realize that when you're talking about your product or service, you're using a lot of jargon that makes zero sense to other people. And so getting that messaging intact, and also, too, people might say, hey, we're done, I'm out of time. So having the inverted pyramid, the most important thing should always be first. You know, so with all of PR solutions, I always say it's the public relations and marketing firm that executes strategic campaigns to generate positive news coverage and get results. And I have said that line so many times because when somebody wants to know, while I have their attention, I always want to say that first thing because it encompasses what we do, that we, and it's not just about news coverage, it's about generating positive news coverage, because I'm pretty sure my clients aren't going to be happy with me if they get negative media coverage, which unfortunately is, you know, when you put yourself out there, it's part of the game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about different ways that you can begin to incorporate PR as a cornerstone and a fundamental piece of your business and where you are from Jennifer. So we're going to be heading to a break now. And thank you so much. When we come back, we'll be speaking more with Jennifer Borba von Stauffenberg from Olive PR Solutions. We're off to a break.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Are you looking for innovative ideas on how to achieve your financial dreams? Tune in to Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday afternoon at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Join certified financial planners Ken Smith and Ethan Broga to learn how you can obtain financial success. You'll be entertained while you discover techniques to alleviate your financial concerns. Empirical Investing Radio every Thursday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. Leadership is a vital skill set in today's competitive global economy. Being a leader is not enough. To succeed, you must optimize your performance and know how to imbue others in your organization with leadership skills. Practical, actionable leadership insights are the focus of Leadership Development News, hosted each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, by Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler on the Voice America Business Channel. Doctors Greenberg and Nadler, who coach global leaders on how to be most effective, will share their insights and contacts. The path to leadership excellence begins here.
Is your business model robust enough? In today's ever-changing business environment, people are working to transform themselves, their futures, and their business. Tune in to Business Reinvention with your host, Nancy Lynn. To stay ahead of the game in business, you have to constantly reinvent yourself and your organization. With Nancy's experience and that of her guest experts, you'll learn from stories of inspiration, innovation, and forward thinking. Listen for Business Reinvention, live every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to Moving Forward with Jen Sabin. We'd love to hear from you today. Please call in to our program at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. If you'd prefer, send an email to Jen Sabin at jensabin.com. And remember, that's two N's in Jen. Now, back to Moving Forward.
Hello and welcome back. We're speaking with Jennifer Borba von Stauffenberg of Isle of PR Solutions. And what we're going to do now is explore, you know, some tips for those of us listeners who maybe don't have the larger budget to retain a PR firm, or where we haven't budgeted for this year and we want to start something, or at least be prepared if that, if we bump up against a reporter at an event, or if we should get a call from someone who is interested in promoting our product because they use the product or service. So what would you recommend? We're going to the expert here.
So the key thing is just to be realistic about where you are. And there's things that you can do before you were to, you know, you go out and hire a PR firm. The first thing I would suggest is that you establish a media wish list. It's super easy. Where in a perfect world would you like to see your brand listed? And you can think big, because I can tell you that these media outlets are accessible. I mean, if you really have a product that is quality, and be authentic with yourself, because if you ask yourself that question, you may need to improve something, and watch these programs and actually understand their content, you'll start to see like how you could actually fit in or how you might not really fit in, and then you won't waste your time there. There's other things that you can do that are really simple and free. Like there's a service called Help a Reporter Out, and you just go helpareporterout.com, and it's free, and you can receive emails of listings of what reporters are looking for. And then the other thing I always recommend to clients is to actually set Google alerts for your own business and for your industry. Maybe there's a competitor out there that you always have an eye on to see who's running stories about them, or even better, because I'm not a big fan of focusing on your competitors, but focusing on people who share your same target audience and identifying which companies aren't maybe competitors but share the same target audience, and doing a Google alert on them and following who's writing media stories. And then, you know, when it's time to actually reach out to these publications, you can go to their website, you can get contact information, and if it's not on the website, just pick up the phone and call the general number and just get through that switchboard until you get to the right person. And just always remember that these people are just like you and me. They are in a position following their dream, and their dream just happens to be that they are a journalist or a fashion writer or a business editor, whatever it is. And so I think that the key thing is just not to be intimidated by it, but to be ready, like what I said earlier about having a press kit prepared with the information. But if you do feel ready to take it to the next level, a great first step is connecting with a freelancer or an independent contractor. So this would be somebody who doesn't have an agency per se, but they have separated themselves from an agency and can offer really great rates because it's just them. Their overhead is low. There's so many incredible professionals out there that do that. I mean, I have several friends in the industry that I highly respect. They do an incredible, incredible job. And then, you know, when you're ready at the next level, the agency, and the reason I chose to go this route is because we have a team of creative minds who sit at around a table, at least at our agency, every Monday and brainstorm together for all of our accounts. You know, because of the investment of growing it into an agency, we typically will have access to resources that maybe independent contractors or, you know, if you did it on your own, that you wouldn't want to make the investment because it might not be worth the cost to you. And then the connections. I mean, if you're working with the media, I can't tell you how many TV segments our agency handled this week. And so we're there constantly. And so that's really a key difference, is that we're always engaging. And it's so easy for me to say, when I'm having a meeting about one client with an editor, to be able to wrap it up and say, hey, I also, there's like five other things I want to tell you about. And because I've been able to provide them with such great content all the time, and many times before, they will consistently come back. So that's really the key difference with working with an agency, is that constant engagement with the media and the, you know, the relationships and access to resources.
I just want to drill down for something. You mentioned a press kit. Could you repeat again what is in a press kit, what people
Sure.
should have?
I would always recommend having an about document. This should be a general, so if somebody were to say, if I were writing a story about your product, this should be able to answer the question, what is it? What does it do? And it should be really clear, the important stuff at the top, as I said before. You want to have a fact sheet, and a fact sheet is really a document that has like all the key things, like your, you know, 7-second elevator spiel, your all of the key executives or spokespeople for your company, the year it was established, the web address, the actual address if there is a location. Key things where right away it's like all the facts that somebody's going to need to plug in. And then any bios for any people who are spokespeople, you always want to make sure that you give qualified information about each of them. It just helps to build the credibility. You might, if it's a product or service, have a one sheet that really outlines details. And I always tell people the very key thing is photos. You need to have professional photos. If it's a consumer product, the product with a white background, professionally done, because if somebody is working on a story and they are trying to decide between three people and you have incredible photos, you will be picked. And not only that, if your photos are exceptional, you may even end up on the cover. And that happened to one of my clients just a couple weeks ago, where their photos were so beautiful that it was picked for the cover. And I've had other clients, a small dental spa that ended up with a 3-page spread because their photos were so beautiful. It really helps to differentiate and tell your story. So I think, like, I can't emphasize enough, photos, 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 and make, if there's anything you're going to make an investment in, invest in a good photographer.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. You know, today we've been speaking with Jennifer Borba von Stauffenberg from Olive PR Solutions, and we've been exploring not just PR, but reputation, responsibility, results, what it takes to grow a business. And for those of you listening, notice, are you known? What are you known for? Do you have a PR machine in place? It's not branding, it's not advertising, but it's part of the same tapestry. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the budget to hire, Jennifer shared some great actions that you can take, some tactics to support a solid PR strategy, and will put you in the limelight. Well, that will position you to be able to leverage any PR opportunities. And, you know, there are interns, there's project-based work. Just notice what you're waiting for. And if this stretches you, or the juices are going, or you're getting a little uncomfortable, or you want to start moving forward towards this, outstanding. Put energy into it. Monitor it. This isn't about a diversion or diffusing energy. It's about leverage and visibility and bottom line. So I'm going out to all our listeners and saying, what can you do? A single simple action in the next 24 hours. Is it to schedule a PR appointment in your calendar to contact Olive PR Solutions? Is it to include it in your weekly agenda with your team and begin the collaboration process? Is it to get a photographer and revisit your photos and your bio? Pick a place to begin and do it within the next 24 hours. Jennifer, thank you so much for being part of today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And for those listening, thank you as well. Today is your day. Now is your time. And make this week a moving forward week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Thank you again for tuning in to Moving Forward. Please join Jen Saban again next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Make your week a moving forward week.